test me, to see how good ye are. You're the hag new, the witch that guards the edges and the gateways. So was your granny, although she would never call herself one. And so was I until new, and I'll pass the duty to you. She'll have to get past you if she wants this land. You have the first sight and the second thoughts just like your granny. That's rare in a big job.
Don't you mean second sight? Tiffany queried. Like people who could see ghosts and stuff.
Ach, no, that's typical big job thinking. First sight is when you can see what's really there, not what your heed tells you ought to be there. You saw Jenny. You saw the husband. You saw them as real thingies. Second sight is dull sight. It's seeing only what you expect to see. Most big jobs have that. Listen to me, because I'm fading new and there's a lot you dinna ken. You think this is the only world? That is a good thought for sheep and mortals who dinna open their eyes. Because in truth there are more worlds than stars in the sky, understand? They are everywhere, big and small, close as your skin. They are everywhere. Some you can see and some you canny, but there are doors to fan. They might be a hill or a tree or a stone or a turn in a road, or they might e'en be a thought in your head. But they are there, all around you. You'll have to learn to see them because you walk amongst them and dinna know it. And some of them is poisonous.
The Kelder stared at Tiffany for a moment and then continued.
"Ye asked why the Queen should take your boy. The Queen likes children. She has none of her own. She dotes on them. She'll give the wee boy everything he wants too. Only what he wants."
"He only wants sweets," said Tiffany.
"Is that so?"
"And did ye gie them to him?" said the Kelder, as if she was looking into Tiffany's mind.
"But what he needs is love and care and teaching and people saying no to him sometimes, and things of that nature. He needs to be growed up strong. He will nae get that fra the Queen. He'll get sweeties forever."
Tiffany wished the Kelder would stop looking at her like that.
"But I see he has a sister willing to take any pains to bring him back," said the little old woman, taking her eyes away from Tiffany. "What a lucky wee boy he is to be so fortunate. You ken how to be strong, do you?"
"Yes, I think so."
"Good. Do you ken how to be weak? Can you bow to the gale? Can you bend to the storm?"
The Kelder smiled again.
"Nay, you needn't answer that. The wee birdie always has to leap from the nest to see if it can fly. Anyway, you have the feel of Sarah aching about you, and no word e'en of mine would turn her once she had set her mind to something. You're no a woman yet, and that's no bad thing, because where you'll be going is easy for children, hard for adults."
"The world of the Queen?" ventured Tiffany, trying to keep up.
"Aye. I can feel it noo lying over this one like a fog, as far away as the other side of the mirror. I'm weakening to fan. I canny defend this place. So here is my bargain, child. I'll point you towards the Queen, and in return, you'll tack over as Kelder."
That surprised Fionn as much as Tiffany. Her head shot up sharply and her mouth opened, but the Kelder had raised a wrinkled hand.
"When ye are a Kelder somewhere, my girl, ye'll expect people to do your bidding. So dinny give me the argument."
"That's my offer, Tiffan. You won't get a better."
"But she canny," Fionn began. "Can she not?" said the Kelder. "She's near Pixie Mother." "She's a bit on the large side, aye," said the Kelder. "Dinny fret, Tiffan. It will nae be for a long. I just need you to mind things for a wee while. Mind the land like your granny did, and mind my boys. Then when your wee boy is back home, Hamish'll fly up to the mountains and let it be known that the Chalk Hill clan has want of a Kelder. We've got a good place here, and the girls have come flocking. What do you say?"
"She disna know her ways," Fionn protested. "You're overtired, mother."
"Aye, I am," said the Kelder. "But a daughter canny run her mother's clan, you know that. You're a dutiful girl, Fionn, but it's time you were picking your bodyguard and going away seeking a clan of your own.
You canny stay here.